I went to medical school at 17. Incidentally, it was free, my 6 years of medical education, because our tax dollars go to education and health, free healthcare and the like. And I started talking at university about, you know, fallout, because at that time Russia and America and China were going hell for leather, blowing up bombs in the atmosphere, spreading plutonium, strontium-90, radioactive iodine all over the world. And almost certainly the increased incidence of cancer we're now seeing is partly as a response of the fallout, the radioactive fallout that fell down from those tests, concentrated in the food chain by orders of magnitude, the grass, the cattle, the milk, the mother's breast milk and the babies. And the incubation time for cancer is any time from 5 to 60 years. And when the cancer arises, it doesn't wear a sign saying, "I was made by fallout that you ate in a Hershey's milk kiss 20 years ago, Three Mile Island is 13 miles from Hershey's chocolates." So the cancers don't identify their origin, but there is an increased incidence of cancer. And they kept blowing up more and more bombs till Linus Pauling said, "We've got to stop it." And the women got mobilised and they met outside the White House day after day and said to Jack Kennedy, "You've got to stop blowing up bombs." And I know his advisor, Jerry Wiesner, his science advisor, and he was standing in the Oval Office and Jack was standing at the window. You know how he stands looking out? And it was raining and the rain was falling on the panes of the window. And he said, "Jerry, is there radiation in that rain?" And he said, "Yes, Mr. President." And then they measured the radiation in the dental, the teeth of the deciduous teeth of the children, and found high levels of strontium-90. And they brought atmospheric testing to an end, but they kept testing underground. And over time, America tested over 1,000 hydrogen bombs. And Russia did too. What the Russians did, the Americans did. What the Americans did, the Russians did. They propped each other up, very like my grandchildren, arguing all the time about who's got the best toy and the biggest one, and fighting all the time. They're 9, 8, and 6. Over time, America made 70,302 nuclear weapons, most of them hydrogen bombs. What's a hydrogen bomb? A hydrogen bomb basically is like this. It's got an atomic bomb as its trigger made of 10 pounds of plutonium. Plutonium is made in nuclear reactors, nuclear power plants. So deadly that 1 pound, if adequately distributed, you can't do this, but if you could give 6.5 billion people lung cancer, and that's the world's population. Hands up those who know what a half-life is. Okay, so I'll speak to the educated. It's got a half-life of 24,400 years, which you multiply by 20 to get its total life, so it's radioactive for 500,000 years. And you can never get rid of it. And they've made over 1,000 tons of plutonium and they don't know where to put it. But they fissioned uranium in nuclear reactors initially to make plutonium, to make the bombs, and you only need 10 pounds. It's very dense, the size of a grapefruit, to make yourself a nuclear weapon. You can find the design on the internet. You can buy the materials in the local hardware store. All you need is your lump of plutonium. Russia's got about 50 tons of plutonium left over from the Cold War. Its scientists are unemployed. They can't even feed their family. They're starting to sell it on the black market. I'm surprised that we haven't had a nuclear weapon terrorist attack yet.